From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Hamas officials say their forces have killed the leader of an Islamist radical group in Gaza. Abdul Latif Musa died after a seven-hour shootout that also killed 21 other people. Musa's group had declared an Islamic emirate in Gaza for religious reasons. The BBC's Katia Adler reports from Jerusalem.
The fighting took place in and around a mosque run by a small shadowy jihadi group called the Warriors of God. During Friday prayers, the imam there had declared Gaza an Islamic emirate. Surrounded by armed guards, he pronounced the governors of Gaza, Islamist Hamas, not Islamist enough. A few hours later, eyewitnesses said hundreds of Hamas policemen and masked fighters from Hamas's military wing surrounded the mosque. The imam and a few dozen of his supporters put up a fierce fight. Hamas says one of its military commanders was killed by a rocket-propelled grenade.
The BBC's Katia Adler in Jerusalem. A car bomb exploded in Kabul today outside the headquarters of the NATO-led international force in Afghanistan. Officials say seven people were killed and at least 91 people were wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. President Hamid Karzai condemned the attack but said Afghans are not afraid and will cast their votes in next week's presidential election. President Obama continues his campaign for changes in the nation's health care system today with a town hall meeting in Colorado. Mr. Obama is also using his weekly address to promote his plans. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The two health care town hall meetings President Obama's hosted so far this week have been far more civil than the congressional shout fests showcased on cable television. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama urged Americans to lower their voices and listen to one another. He also suggested those who oppose changes in the healthcare system should consider the cost of doing nothing.
If you're worried about rationed care, higher costs, denied coverage, or bureaucrats getting between you and your doctor, then you should know that that's what's happening right now.
Mr. Obama argues that under the current system, costs are soaring, while some 14,000 Americans lose their health insurance every day. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Strong winds are spreading a wildfire in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. The blaze has blackened close to 8 square miles. More than 1,000 homes and buildings are threatened. Fire spokesman John Buchanan says the firefighters are ready.
We have people around homes that are in the immediate area, to where if the fire does bump up into that, they will be there and do their best to protect those structures.
About 2,400 people were told to leave their homes. The National Hurricane Center is tracking Hurricane Guillermo in the Pacific Ocean, about 1,400 miles west of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. It's now a Category 3 storm. This is NPR News. The president of Taiwan apologized today for his government's response to the worst typhoon in 50 years. Last weekend's typhoon triggered floods and landslides. President Ma Ying-jeou estimates the death toll will exceed 500. He said his government could have responded faster and better. There is both good and bad economic news from Europe this week. France and Germany may have pulled out of recession, but figures show that overall, Europe's economy shrank. Frank Browning has more.
The boomlet of optimism following Thursday's report that the French and German economies had actually grown last quarter sent stocks upward for a day from London to New York to Hong Kong. But yesterday's EU report that the Eurozone economies continued to shrink by 0.1% and the EU overall contracted by 0.3% sent stocks tumbling downward around the world. The worst EU performers were in the East, where Lithuania's economy shrank more than 12%. Consumer prices also fell across Europe by about 1%. Good news at the supermarket, bad news for producers. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
Federal regulators shut down Colonial Bank Group of Montgomery, Alabama yesterday. It's the largest bank failure this year, with 346 branches in five states. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation approved the sale of its assets to BB&T, which will open all branches under its name today. Also yesterday, the FDIC closed Community Bank of Nevada, Dwelling House Savings and Loan in Pittsburgh, and two banks in Arizona, Community Bank of Phoenix and Union Bank based in Gilbert. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.